Oké, mensen, we zijn begonnen hoor. Songwriters Guild Live met Zeynep Wilson. We hebben een sessie. Zeynep is net aangekomen. She just arrived. Hi Zeynep.
Hi.
Where are you from? You're on tour, right? Where did you stop over?
Well, I am coming from originally from Montreal.
Oh yeah.
Based in Toronto right now, and I was actually in Ede. Doing a fantastic music workshop.
Ada.
Ada.
Yeah. Okay.
At the Acousticum with Musicians Without Borders, doing a community music building leadership training.
All right.
Yeah.
Leadership for, well, we'll discuss that later. It's interesting. Let's first do a couple of tunes. People listening, they can hear some pages being turned, and that's your notebook.
It's me looking at my notes.
Yeah, it's important.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's just start with a song. What do you want to start with?
I'm going to start with the beginning, the song that launched all of this.
Okay.
Doing all the solo stuff. It's called All I Need.
All right.
With no strings, no strings, no
string, no strings attached, you'd find a love that's unparalleled. One that's got your back, that's it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, me is all I have to be. Can't love no one like me. It's all I need. Oh, me is all I have to be. Can't love no one like me. It's all I need. Oh, we is all we have to be. Can't love no one like we. We're all we need. Oh, we is all we have to be. Can't love no one like. Can't love no one like me. It's all we have to be. Can't love no one like.
I always get stuck on this part. Me or we.
Or she, maybe.
Or she or he or they or whatever.
Great. I noticed that the moment I started playing along, and because you invited me, you became more powerful.
I did.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. How.
Yeah. It's like one and one is three or something like
one
that.
One and one is more.
Yeah, it's more than just one.
It's more.
So great. That's
Thank you for noticing that. I
noticed
happens.
It. Yeah.
Wicked.
That's awesome.
Thanks.
I really like that song. Can you tell us a little bit about it? Because you said it's the song that started your career.
Yeah. So I love sharing stories. So
yeah, perfect. Go ahead.
So I was on a couple of tours with different artists beginning December 2017. Yeah. And I could lay things back as far as 2016, the roots of all of this coming together. And I will quickly. I moved into this house and I met this awesome girl. Her name is Cielo. God bless her soul. She passed away in March. She's from Australia.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's life. Mm-hmm. But she was in my life for 8 months and really helped me spin around the 28 years I'd been on this planet. And it was just, someone said the return of Saturn or something. Mm. And she sang a lot and she's like, oh, you're a singer. I don't want to put the accent on because she said, you're a singer. And then we would exchange, like she'd come to my room and I'd play some guitar with her and sing. And I just more and more found myself singing and feeling more comfortable hearing my voice. Further back, I'm a drummer, steel pianist, percussionist.
Oh, me too. That's great. Yeah.
And, I knew that I wanted to sing because I can sing. I always did harmonies and people were saying, oh, you're a drummer who can sing. Can you do harmonies? So I got more gigs that way.
That's yeah.
Right.
Me too.
Yeah. Right.
I know what you
one
mean.
Plus one is more.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, singing has always been a part, but I was just so scared, so shy, so like unsure of a lot of things. And so meeting her opened a lot of things. She passed away from Australia. She was from Australia, passed away. And we had made some loose plans to go to Australia. Fast forward to December, I'm in Australia doing a tour. And I believe the universe worked this out 100% this way. Did the tour in Australia, had a very interesting experience, and then did a tour right away in the UK with a different artist. Came out even more because this his name is Jason Wilson, and he got me to sing a song, a set, get off the cajon. I was playing percussion in this, and sing a song out front. And we did about 18 shows or 14 shows, and each show I found myself more and more open. I could, and I, if I had taken a photo from the first performance to the last, I had opened up like a bird or something. And so I came back and I said, I want to do this. I want to do more of my stuff.
Yeah.
Because I want to. I can. Enough people support me or believe I can, so I need to, you know, fill in the rest. I came back. One of my friends invited me to a show almost a couple weeks, like 2 weeks after I came back. So still adjusting or readjusting. And her name is Fatai, the artist from Australia. And I won't even get into the story of that. If you want to ask, send me a message and I'll tell you.
Yeah.
She's from Australia. My friend from Australia, and her show was so powerful. She had a band, but they couldn't get the visa. Something went wrong with the visa coming from Australia, and so she came and did it solo, and she rocked the house. It was a packed show at the Rivoli in Toronto, and everyone was harmonizing. I was just like, I don't know if it's going to offend her, but I hear harmonies on this and I want to feel a part of this.
Yeah.
So and everybody started coming in with their harmonies and it was such a beautiful show.
The audience did.
A whole audience.
Oh, yeah.
Packed, full house. I went home and I wrote this song, All I Need.
Okay. Just and also with the idea to let the audience harmonize with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And not just to harmonize, but to do whatever they feel.
Right.
Invite them to do. Yeah. Some people at a show would come up with a guitar or come up with a harmonica. And mm-hmm. I love that. I feel like I make music for us.
Right.
Like I always have a band in mind, but I don't always have a band. So
right.
I leave it open for anyone.
That's great. Yeah. So you're a community-oriented musician.
Yeah.
I think.
I'm liking these words.
I mean,
it's all over my bio.
It's, you know, there's a difference, right? I mean, there's musicians who want to do it, you know, who want to portray themselves. And that's fine. But what I hear from your story, you're more of a person who wants to have like a community that thrives through the music which you provide. Everybody is,
yeah,
with you on that.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Let's hear another song and we'll talk some more later on.
Yeah. This one I wrote when I was on the train. on the actual train, just on the train of doing my own stuff.
Oh, like that, yeah.
You know what? I'm going to backstep a little bit. That might have been a lie, but they're all around the same time. This is the song I wrote when I came home from the show. This
oh, okay.
Doing, not the only one. All I Need I wrote when I was on in the summer on along the train of this journey, sitting in my room, feeling great.
So yeah.
That's All I Need. This is not the only one from the show.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, everybody.
Well, yeah, that's no problem. What's the name of the song?
Not the Only One.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And if I could, just before... this song really allowed me to experiment with my contrasting, it's not contrasting, my diverse personality between, I guess, in musically, all the styles of music I like, it's across mm-hmm. the border.
Okay.
So here's Not the Only One. Sure, if this world is giving you what you need, when you're feeling so tired of this rut you're finding yourself in, well, I'll tell you that you're right, and I'll tell you that you're not the only one. Just don't seem right. Well, I'll tell you that you're right, and I'll tell you that you're not the only one. You're not the only one.
Love. this world is giving you what you need. When you're feeling so tired of this rut, you find yourself in. Well, I'll tell you that you're right. Yes, I'll tell you that you're right. And I'll tell you that you're not the only one.
Woo!
Woo!
Great. In your bio, it reads that you're Half Trinidad, Half Canadian?
Yeah.
Am I correct?
Yeah, interesting.
Or is there more?
I guess just I'm Trinidad and Canadian. My parents are both from Trinidad. I was born in Montreal, Canada.
But your parents are both from Trinidad.
They're both from Trinidad.
So basically...
Yeah, what do you
you are Trinidad, Trinidad-y.
Yeah, Trinidadian. Canadian,
yeah, right. But the Canadian part is like the cultural part, you mean?
The Canadian part, it's interesting because even further beyond that, like my parents, Trinidad means what? Trinidad means it's a port. It was a port.
Can
so
be anything.
It's
yeah.
Like my mom's Italian Venezuelan, my dad's Caribs, native, African, East Indian.
Okay.
Got French in there. Like it's
yeah.
mixed bags.
So mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's hard to. I don't know. I just identify. It moves around.
Yeah.
I'm a world citizen. I'm a Canadian. I'm a Trinidadian. It depends where I am and who I'm talking to.
Yeah. How is your background shaping the songwriting?
It's as mixed up as my background, I'd say. My music is, like growing up, both of my parents listened to different music. There was not a specific music we always had in the household. Mm. Bob Marley was a big player in the household. Michael Jackson, Jackson 5. I really appreciated my mom's knack for harmonizing. She's fantastic. She's a vocalist as well. And she would know all of the songs on the radio. Whatever station, she'd be able to sing it. Mm-hmm. The other day, she was singing like a Pink Floyd song, and I'd never heard her sing that.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, whoa. What's going on? So
yeah, your parents, your whole family is actually like a professional music family, right?
Yes.
The Von Trapps of Canada.
The Von Trapps of Steel Pan.
Steel Pan, yeah, true, yeah. Clunk, 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 yeah. That's great. I love Steel Pan.
Yeah.
So you're a Steel Pan musician yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You were raised a Steel Pan musician, I can say. Is that right?
In the basement.
Yeah.
Our house when I started when I was six.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's real early.
That's pretty early.
Yeah.
I think the youngest Von Trapp in the movie was five.
Yeah.
We were close. We were very close.
That six is young. And you toured around Canada with the music. What kind of music did you play on Steel Pan?
Again, beautiful upbringing. I'm glad you're asking these questions because sometimes you forget. We were a household of music, so I played a lot when I was young. I always say I miss the birthday parties and I miss the summer soccer camps and all this.
You're a real musician.
I had music and I have music now. The music we'd play, a lot of classical, Mozart, Beethoven, we'd do that. I happen to love Steel Pan, classical music on Steel Pan.
Mm.
And my dad did too. My dad, he's now a PhD in ethnomusicology, or very close to. So he went to music school and he studied with all sorts. He really wanted to bring Steel Pan to a more diverse setting. You know, beyond the traditional cultural stuff.
Make it a classical instrument.
But even that, we played classical, reggae, a lot of Motown, not so much classic rock, but we played Toto. Yeah, we played a lot of Toto.
Great.
Whatever that music falls under. Yeah, so it's very diverse.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. Jazz, yes, jazz.
Oh. Must be difficult, you know, because Steel Pan has these limited notes that you can play, right?
Yeah, the range is a lot smaller than most instruments. You have some pans only have one octave.
Right.
But sometimes you really, you know, less can amount to something greater.
Right. Do you also have the you know, how many tones do you have in an octave? Just the eight, the seven, I mean, or really the full 12?
You have the full. It's chromatically set up. So okay. You have, but just one octave of it.
Right.
Some pans.
And then you have another pan.
And then you have another pan another that, octave. So it, like, it moves in the same kind of SATB, soprano, alto, tenor, bass.
Okay.
And with other pieces of the family in between. So it covers all the ranges. But, like, you know, if you have an upright bass, you have way more notes, way many, many more octaves than the 6 bass or the 9 bass or the 12 bass. And then the alto, I think, has like 32 notes. So what is that? The math, 20, almost, you know, you can do the math.
I got it. Okay. Let's do another song.
Cool. This one is a little change. I wrote a song. I'm not going to play that one, but I did say I like storytelling. I wrote a song when I was in my room, kind of trying to channel what a beautiful relationship would mean or would look like. And I really like it. I sang it at performed it at my friend's wedding. So it was really beautiful.
Okay.
It took a different meaning. And then I wrote this one, which was kind of like a... You'll hear it. It's All called right. Undone.
Awesome. I just want to say that lots of people on the stream are saying you have a wonderful voice, so you're doing
Thank
well.
Thank you,
everyone. I just want to end with a couple of questions. You're on tour. Where do you play? Is there anywhere you play in the area or?
Not yet. I am.
Oh, no.
Just because I was here for the workshop, and so I'm a hustler.
Do you have something to do tomorrow?
Take a flight back to Toronto.
Oh, no. Yeah. Otherwise, I could have had you a show.
Oh well, see, it's okay. I'll be back. I'm a traveler. I have no like. Okay. I'll just say, yeah, I'll be back. Don't worry. We'll work something out. And if Good. Anyone out there has a place or a tour or something in mind, please hit me up.
Mm-hmm.
I take your messages. I reply as quickly as I can.
Zainab Wilson on Facebook.
Yeah, and Zainab Wilson Music for my music page. But I'm the same person.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. I have you actually as Zainab Wilson Mosaic.
Yes. So
I hope that's you. Otherwise,
that
I,
is me. That's good. My face up there with the yellow background.
Otherwise, I didn't.
See, it's me.
I tagged a totally different person.
It's my doppelganger.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you
for being on the show. And next time, I definitely want you back on the show.
Oh yes.
And I can, hook you up with some. Some concerts.
Please. That'd be awesome.
And open mic sessions and stuff like that. We have all that.
Yeah, totally.
So
thanks to Netherlands for having an open visa for
Canadians.
Canadians.
It's true, yeah.
Come here, and that's why I did it, because it's like, oh, well, why not?
Yeah, we're an open country. We'd love to be. I want to keep it that way.
Yes, me too.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, and see you next time.
See you next time. Thanks so much.
Paul Jensberry Show. Okay.
Yeah, that's it. We're live.
All right. Hello. My name's Paul James Berry. This is my friend, Ronald. You
Hold
probably
on.
Know him.
Your Facebook is not live yet.
Okay.
There it is. It's live now.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Yes. Okay.
We're going to do this quickly.
First of all, I do nothing quickly.
Oh, that's good. Thank you.
A few years.
Okay. Yeah, let's just take it slow.
Nice and easy.
Nice and easy.
Slight introduction. My name's Paul James Berry.
Paul James Berry.
Singer-songwriter from England. What do you want me to say? What do you want me to talk about?
Well, maybe just start with a song. That's probably the best.
Amsterdam's a fucking town for bicycles, isn't it?
Yeah, are you on a... Did you drive a bike?
I had an accident on a bicycle nearly 10 years ago.
Okay.
In England, where the lorry basically crushed my legs. A 32-ton lorry crushed my legs. And then I spent quite a few years in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And then with crutches.
Right.
And then a walking stick for years.
Wow. Yeah, so you.
So and now I'm still fucked with this leg, which is still a bit. And I had to walk here. I had this great plan to look around Amsterdam. I thought this is a really cool place. I'll try to take it easy, just kind of looking around. I go some little plant to cafe, and it all got a little bit confused. And so when I actually got there, it just kind of didn't quite work out. It seemed to be further and further, and my leg was hurting, and blah, blah, blah. This is just slightly off the wall.
So basically, you had a bad day today, and...
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
All right, well...
I'll sing a song.
Yeah.
This is a song about a DJ, an English DJ who died a few years ago, called John Peel.
I love him, yeah.
You've heard... Well, I did a session for him years ago.
Okay.
Years and years and years ago. And I wrote a song just after his death,
right,
which was, again, quite a few years ago. And then when I wrote the song, I lost the song, basically. I've got this idea, can I have songs and ideas? Because everything's my own songs, my own ideas and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I lost the song. And I found it on a tape, like half of the song, like maybe a couple of years back. And I thought, God, Paul, this is all right. Well, I need to finish it. So I decided to rewrite the song. And it was about a time, again in the 80s, 90s, when I used to, I did it, like I said, I did a session with him in my old band called the Rose of Avalanche, kind of rock, kind of goffish band at the time.
Okay.
And we used to go down to London to the Maid of Vale studios, which was just brilliant. There was loads every, like here, but massive, massive, all different studios. You open a door and there's like an orchestra there. You open a door, there's a jazz room. There's a session with like John Peel doing his things. Mm-hmm. And it was just great. Anyway, when he died, it kind of shocked me, to think, so I needed to write a song about basically how he helped so many musicians in England for many, many years. It's called Peelism. We can get it right. Turn down the radio. Don't like what you say. Turn down the radio. Don't like a single song you play. Oh, now John Peel's gone. Who's gonna wave his ragged flag? Million bands with a billion dreams. I can hear old Peely saying, you can, you can, you can, you can now. Yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can. Turn down the radio. Don't like what you say. Turn down the radio. Don't like a single song you play. Is it me or is the news all bad? Someone died, oh, it's all so sad. But why can't I help thinking? Why can't I stop saying? So what? Oh, what a cruel thing to say. Hey, hey, I didn't mean it that way. Like the changing of the seasons. Yes, snow transforms into sand. And the awakening of our reason, it slips out of hand. Oh, it slips out of hand. It slips out of your hands. Turn down the radio. Don't like what you say. Turn down the radio. Don't like a single song you play. Oh boy, the boat's about to sink. Like a jaded wish upon the cruelest of things. Oh man, don't fade away. No one else to listen to what I've got to say. Turn it down. Oh, turn it down. Turn it down. Turn it down. Peelism.
Peel, yeah. He's
Mr.
great.
Peel, Mr. John Peel, the man himself.
Yeah, truly.
Right. So do you know, you said you do know the character, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was quite well known in the Netherlands as well. He had his own.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, his show was also being broadcasted in the Netherlands, and a lot of Dutch bands went to do his sessions.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I think he was an icon in the UK.
Yeah.
Bringing people into the world of.
He was less an icon.
No one used to play anythings of like certain bands and stuff. No one was fucking interested in the music. And he'd play this late night show and he'd play music. He'd just play. And even if it was wrong, even if you put it on the wrong speed, he just played what. It's a luxury maybe these days that you're a DJ.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have your own set. I don't know if you have limitations of what you can and you can't do.
No, I don't, but I know that he...
Do you know what I mean? He went for that. For Christ's sake, there was BBC One. It was like, in them times, it was like you can't do this, but he did. And thankfully he did. We had a lot of great bands coming from that session. I think
he helped out a lot of careers.
Yeah?
I think.
Okay.
So, hey, what song you want to do now?
Do you know what? I've had a really shitty day today.
Mm-hmm.
And... I won't say it was shit. It was just it was like. The song's called Black Dog and the Killing Machine.
Okay.
Okay. It's basically about not letting the bad day take over yourself, over when you don't want it to.
Right.
You don't want it to happen. But, you know, sometimes you can't help it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when there's so many times and so much stuff which happens in life, which is so much negative things, let's face it. There's a lot of negative things. So I wrote this song, which basically just, that today's going to be a good day. Basically.
That's good.
So it's a kind of positive in its negative thing.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's great.
I only finished it last week. I have thousands of songs. Well, I have a lot of songs. And I just think sometimes it's like, I get criticized for this a lot, just playing, why don't you play old songs and stuff? And I think, I just do it on my feeling, how I feel at the moment kind of thing. I just think it's important. So if you wrote something last week or just now in the corridor, sat on the floor, I wrote something, I want to play this almost. It's a weird thing, but I like to kind of participate of the moment.
You're very welcome to do that.
Do you know what I mean? Because I think it's so important that music is good. It gets so copied all the time by lots of different things where we forget the immediate, the actual moment and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's maybe it's a kind of easier premise to work off if you're a singer-songwriter, I think, or someone who's a bit more, works on intimacy, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's called... Excuse me, my Black Dog and the Killing Machine. Dark clouds and the vision of the black dog fades away. The minor chord perishes in the warmth of the sun. Bleached bones left on the city, dumped by the magpie to dry. This is how it can feel when the black dog comes. This is gonna be a good day. One to remember for years to come. This is gonna be a good, good day. Thank you. trench coat with a lipstick smile goes the perfect killing machine. She lies in wait, she's not thinking of you, the killing machine. Tranquility gets gnawed like the state of my fingernails. Such a pretty sight, the human knot, black dog and the killing machine. But I'm getting tired of the self-deprecating blues. Bring on, sing on the light, don't stop. Cause this is gonna be a good day. One to remember for years to come. This is gonna be a good, good day. Oh yes, I need one. This is gonna be a good day, one to remember for years to come. This is gonna be a good, good day, like me. Guess you all need one.
Yeah, that's great.
First time on the radio.
Yeah, it's an awesome song.
Music.
It's a real good song.
It's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's good, though. I think so. Yeah.
It's a good song. I really like it. So there's unfortunately only room for one more song.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
I was just, you know, the thing is, when you play Kirsty music and stuff, it's sometimes, it's like I go on stage sometimes too quickly and you need
yeah.
to do a few songs before. And
take
stuff.
Before it really starts lifting off.
But
I remember what you, I know
you
what
play?
You mean. Yeah. Yeah. It takes a couple of, yeah. songs.
I used to, at the moment I live in France, in the middle of France.
You do?
Yeah, I live in the middle of France.
That's great.
And because my wife's French, but I had this road accident in the, I'm from the north of England,
yeah.
Leeds, in the north of England. Then I moved to London, then I moved to the coast in Brighton at the bottom. And then I had this fucking road accident and I needed to get out of the country. I just needed to, because everything was kind of, you know, in my mind. I'm conscious of the time because I told some long stories, but I'm
yeah.
trying to do it quickly. And anyway, I moved to France. I live right in the middle of France in Auvergne at the moment. But
it's
I wrote
beautiful.
This song a little bit later about the town where I used to live, where I had the accident and stuff. It's really not really about my accident. It's about just, yeah, life. It's called The Brighton Pier, which is... Well, the full title is The Brighton Pier, formerly known as the Palace Pier.
Right.
I have these long titles. That's all. Okay. Okay. It's quite long, okay?
All right.
I'll try to keep it short, okay? Just for Amsterdam. Your heart got ripped on the palace pier. Every vinegar stain matched every armentier. The do's and the don'ts and the rhetoric and the lies and the ifs and the buts and the saddened eyes. Then she sauntered off to her liquor womb. She upped it for every catching pool where the children play. Oh, where my children play. She looked to the sky and the rotten pier, where the starlings dance after chips and beer in the English way. Oh, that's our English way. Sing la 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 la. A lot can be seen from the 360 eye, but a lot can be learned from a dance hall that burned down years ago, crashed and burned years ago. Yes, her time might lie like that rusty nail, a mind thinking thoughts shoulda clocked weeks ago, many, many weeks ago. But she's got neighbors to the left, she's got neighbors to the right, she's got Nick Cave singing and a Peter James way. She's got McCartney tunes tickling her brain. She's got Fat Boy Slim, don't forget him. Sing la 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 la. Capsized the girl, you took everything. You taught her to dance to your tragic tunes, then you got scared and lied. Lie upon lie. Lie upon lie.
That's awesome, really. Thank you. Thank you very much. That was really, well, I appreciated that you, it's a beautiful song. And I want to thank you for being on the show.
It's all right.
And I hope to see you again.